views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, and you can also go to transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, and you can receive these energetic shifts if you listen later, if you're listening now. We love to hear from you. You feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. I have one of my favorite energetic practitioners on the show today, Mark Kettenbach. He is a passionate person focused on results. His inspiring energy helps people to find their true passion in life. His energetic work and teachings are long-lasting, proven, and empower his clients to get exactly what they want out of their lives. Mark is an energetic speaker, author, transformational coach, a martial artist with more than three decades of experience, but he doesn't look like it because he looks way younger, and a certified trainer in several energetic modalities, hypnosis coach, and NLP trainer. So people like to call Mark a New Age shaman, and he is also co-founder of two powerful transformational tools, Nice to Have and Boosting Intentions. In 2014, he co-founded Energetic Upgrade Seminars with me, and we have been told this is state-of-the-art energetic shifting. And we're excited because our online program that we were working on for a year is now out. Mark, are you there?
Hi, Colette. Yes, I am.
It's so good to talk to you.
Thank you for that loving introduction. I feel younger already.
Yeah, there you go. Like, you don't look like you have three decades of experience in anything.
Sounds good. I like that. Yeah, actually, it is. Years go by. Right now, I'm training since 36 years. Can't believe it.
That is wow.
That is quite a while. Yeah, and I'm telling you, the online program, I love it. Can I say that on the radio show? I actually did my own online program again.
Yes, there you go.
I would have signed up. And you know what? I found stuff I haven't been thinking about for a long time. So I was wondering, what happened here?
Isn't that interesting? Are you saying that you took our program?
Yeah, I took our own program. Went through it it's 14 days, but it's one day in between is always blocked. So you go and do the stuff we talk about, and there is stuff on there you talk about. I thought to me, oh, that is kind of a new perspective. And then I heard myself talk, and I was like, when did I say that? Interesting.
It is interesting because, putting an online program together is, it's time consuming because of all the video and the.
Oh my God! 14 months it took us.
Yeah, but we're getting some awesome feedback. People are having some awesome results from it, and you were just out at an event. What was that about in Germany?
Oh, that was some people who are I don't want to mention it, but they do a lot of coaching with other tools. And they were nosy to see what Energetic Upgrade is about. So I had almost 2 days to spend with them and to talk about it, to show stuff. And that was really nice. They're very interested in it. And I got to hurry up to to get it out, our program in German, because a lot of people want it, but they don't trust themselves enough that they buy it in English, even though if we tell everybody, buy it now in English, whenever we have it ready, October, November, this year in German, you can shift over, switch over to the German ones, and you don't lose a single dime, because once you switch over, you get it for another year. People buy it for 1 year of access.
You and I have two different time zones. We're, you know, an ocean apart. Yep. And so it makes it kind of, it's interesting, like how we have clients from all over Europe and then in North America. And it's really interesting, the different perspective that people have. You know, it's cool. I love working with all these people from everywhere, you know.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. And so, you know, you and I wanted to talk today about, you know, moving forward and building the life you want rather than, you know, being stuck in what you have. And yeah, we wanted to talk about that. We do have a caller on the line already here, but we'll just talk a little bit about that and we'll have to take a quick break and then we'll come back and grab this caller. So, cool. Yeah, because I just want to make sure we get this, you know, that you have time to be able to explain what you mean by building the life you want. So let's go for it here.
Sure. Well, I always, when I'm at your show, Colette, I know we correct a lot. You shift so much energy for people. But once we're on, we're going to want to share something people can grab right away in terms of different thinking or different behaving. Because, see, the online program, that's where people really learn our tools. But it's hard to explain those tools in a radio show. So therefore, I was thinking about, okay, what do I witness a lot? I witness a lot that people are mostly perceiving the world today through the media. They watch television or radio or newspapers and so forth. And a lot of them get in the habit, of course, that they run into stuff they don't like. They don't want to have war. They don't want to have this and that, which is, of course, we all understand. We want to have peace on the planet. So then people join groups where they're against this, against that, and all of this. But from an energetic point of view, you got to understand, as much as a person might be against war, it will still feed this whole field of war. If you want something different than that, so for example, if people want peace or want to live in a different way, then go put your energy into that. Look up on the internet. Where are groups they kind of do sustained living? Where are people who join into sharing each other's stuff? Where if something you want to do is not out there yet, we'll start and get it out there. So what I'm saying is focus on what you want, not what you don't want. And I know we've been talking about this back and forth, but a lot of people really, really need a reminder on that. Since your subconscious doesn't take it in, so do not think about a blue elephant and you have the blue elephant in your head, because your subconscious mind thinks in pictures, and there is no picture for no, right? So not a blue elephant comes down to a blue elephant. So no war comes down to war. And that's where the energy goes.
Yeah, that's so, you know, I love how you said that, because, you know, what we focus on, and this is something Phil said on the show one time, that if you want to have a good future, participate in that future.
Yeah.
You know, so I thought, yeah, that's pretty clear, because as you said, you know, we are inundated with like negative information, and there's a lot of good happening out there. It was really interesting when you mentioned the sustainable living. Because I just saw something where a man posted on Facebook about how, during the elections in the United States, there's a lot of people like, you know, watching all that. And he said he got people to grow gardens instead.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, these people now, all the produce is coming and they're sharing it with other people. And, you know, this is kind of what you're basically talking about. Like, if it makes you happy to grow food. Yeah. you know what I'm saying?
I also, by the way, since you mentioned Facebook, I use Facebook a lot to create my reality. What I'm saying is Facebook does a lot of, you know, research and what you like, and you get more than, you don't see what everybody is sending you or posting. Facebook has an algorithm going according to what you have been liking, what you were looking at longer from those people or the same area, you get more posts. So what I do is, I know that I can't have a realistic point of view to life because there's so much data you always miss. So you might as well wanna get your focus on the stuff you like. So if people keep on posting stuff I don't like, I'll put them on that I don't see their posts anymore. So I only get posts of stuff that is positive, that I like, that is nice, it's going towards where I wanna go. So if I now open my Facebook account, it looks like the perfect road to where I wanna go. And then people post. I'll use that for steering my reality.
Cool. We have to take a quick break here. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Mark Kettenbach. And when we return, we're going to take this call and we're going to share more ways to move energy. Call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
1230 WBLQ. Half of your love. We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Mark Kettenbach from Germany. And Mark, can you just share your contact information with everyone?
Oh, I'd love to do that.
No, that's your
www.markkettenbach.com or info@markkettenbach.com, or you go on Facebook and you find myself. I have a coaching website plus a personal, page, and you will find both of us on energeticupgrade.com, right?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, we have a couple callers here that I want to have been patiently waiting that would like to have some energy shifted. We're going to take the first call from Aurora. from Paris, France.
Oh, cool.
Are you there, Aurora?
I'm here. Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, Aurora, how are you?
I'm having a major meltdown, and I called on the perfect exact time that I got both barrels there, and I'm really excited.
Okay, good. What can we do for you today?
I need a little help with my magic carpet ride because I just had a major meltdown over, all of what you just said about focusing on your life and what you want and not what you don't want. I've been doing that for quite some time, and I realized that where you put your energy is what you get, and it's been really showing up for me faster and more and really good, mostly. But today, so I'm sitting in the prefecture getting my card back and my permission to live here card, because I live in France and I'm American by nationality, and Californian, rather, I'd rather say. But I looked at this lady and thought, I bet she's a lawyer. I should have been a lawyer. I wish I were a lawyer. And I came home and I received a call that I had to deal with some tax things from the United States. And I don't want to pay taxes in the United States. I'm an immigrant in France and I pay taxes here. And so I have had to talk to the law department. And I just thought, okay, there
so
you go.
You want to so
I
wanna,
really had a meltdown
strengthen
because
that.
I have so
that
much anger about the United
out,
States.
Right? So what on a scale of zero...
Yep.
Yeah, I was just going to say on a zero, a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, where are you?
Yeah, it's worse. It's 10.
Okay, what number is worse?
It's not right now. It's really not right down because I've calmed down. But at first, I mean, it's just this rage. I have this rage at the United States that I
give us a number.
Just
a number.
Don't know how.
Yeah,
10.
What, 10, okay, so she, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, okay, let's go with the perception real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how about now?
It's. I usually can manage it, and I have been managing it for a time, and I really felt that I had made peace with it. And
okay, but
it
right
just
now,
creeped up,
in,
so
just
it's,
in that,
what number?
What number are you at?
Oh, 6.
Yeah,
okay,
it's moving
good,
down.
Good.
Yeah.
It triggers a lot, refugee stuff. It triggers a lot that you can run as far as you want and just still get after you. That coming from a past life where you've been hunted by not the government, but maybe by a king or a ruler of that country. So it's a lot of ancestor stuff that's catching you up. Let's make you stronger that. All right, cool. Well, you
that makes sense.
Yeah, well, what I've been noticing is that because of the elections in the United States, a lot of people are really triggered by that all around the world. And so we just want to strengthen it.
Very much.
You know, the election stuff is really coming up weak for you. And every country, and this is something that for peace on earth, you know, we were talking about that, like steering your reality in the way you want it to go. A lot of people have weaknesses to authoritarian figures. That's what's coming up for you.
Yeah.
And so like, it's kind of like what Mark said, like being hunted, being chased. And then what's coming up for me with you is just like, not like everything feels like it's out of flux, like you know, that you're all of a sudden having to deal with two countries now instead of one country. And this is coming up from past life situations also of being forced to leave your home, being forced to pay is what's coming up. And it's a coming up karmic space also. So we just want to strengthen you and everybody else to this. You mentioned that you prefer to call yourself a Californian instead of a U.S. person. And so we want to strengthen that for you. There's wonderful people in the United States, like right here, right now on this radio show.
I know Brian. There are.
We have Brian, a wonderful producer.
I know.
And, you know, I meet all sorts of wonderful people. And this is where I feel a lot of people are feeling divided. And we want to strengthen that for everybody. We're all connected. And there's good people everywhere. Focus on where you want to go and the people that you want to connect with. the Mark, I can feel you working on the lawyer thing. So what's going weak for her on the, like the authority, you know, like the authority figures coming in here?
I get a little bit also about like the whole election thing that divides people up, the people who are about to be elected and all that, right? In Germany, we have a saying, if an election would change anything, if you can be sure it would be forbidden. So don't get whatever the media is presenting you is going to be the next president, the next whatever. Doesn't matter. To me, it's all, you know, it's.
No, that's true.
Yeah,
it's
there
all
we
a puppet
go.
Thing,
I realize
right?
As long as
you buy into it, then you're hooked onto that field, and then all of a sudden, right, you get your energy into that, and then it becomes part of your world. And what it's not that important. It's important what is in your world. I want you to make you strong to stay inside of your world. Your boundaries are strong up. The lawyer stuff pulls up. Right and wrong, the question of being accused, of accusing others.
Yes.
That kind of brings up your dad. I don't know if he's still alive or not. But
no.
Being sometimes accused.
Yeah, he said I should have been a lawyer because I, yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
So
Mark, you hit it
strong,
there.
All that. Like, you know, they say the long arm of the law and all that, right? That's just giving people the impression.
Well, that is exactly what I
go,
want. I want the boost for going forward.
There's no place to hide.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there we go. It's
I want the boost for going forward in my life. Yeah. And my life doesn't include this or that. And my life includes my own magic carpet ride, my own world.
There you go.
And
that's
I really do want strength.
Well, the carpet ride kind of is too, by the way. The magic is strong, but the carpet being on the floor, being tucked on the floor, and then the carpet right is also about that there's a lot of misinformation about what that magic carpets are about, and it comes in all these substances. They're kind of bound to that, which are also accused not in the right manners. Then it comes up plant ghosts, which are kind of, in a way, they're not even angry. They're sad that they've been mistreated and misacknowledged. Okay, let's make you strong to all that. Cool.
Yeah, I just want to fly.
I can feel her shifting. Aurora, where are you now, number-wise?
Probably two.
Two?
Yeah.
I got that you're at a two and your perception again. We want to strengthen. Because you're sliding down to zero here. There's a little bit.
I got this thing going.
It's kind of like what's coming up, this last little bit of resistance to just letting this go is feeling like it's not that if you let it go and you're not on top of it, that something bad is going to happen. And let's just strengthen for you and everybody else listening that, you know, the universe is not out to get you. You know,
I know.
You know that you, what you focus on, your fears, and this is what's hard for people is we tend to attract our greatest fears because, you know, the energy we're putting into that. And so we just remind, and I know you know this, but we're going to remind you of it so that when you go to this place where you start to feel a little bit wobbly here, that, you know, you go and, you put some strength into your magic line. I would say that, you know, you would be way better off focusing on your magic line than a magic carpet. What do you say, Mark?
Yeah, I'll go with that too.
Yeah, because that belongs to you, okay? And so, Mark, just explain quickly what the magic line is for people that don't know. It's part of our...
It's you can picture this line in your body from the top of your head down to the end of your butt, so to speak, where the PC muscle is. And it's like, it's part of it is also your spinal cord, but it goes all the way through you. That's where the energy runs, where the toruses go through in your body. And you can picture it in a color you want to, or you can look inside of yourself and you might see it in a specific color because your subconscious will talk to you. And once you put tension inside of there, tense your PC muscle, which is the muscle that stops you from peeing. And you will see once you let go, the energy moves all the way up to your frontal lobe. So put some tension on it. Run your thought up and down your midline, which is the magic line. See the color and see how it gets more electricity on it, more power on it, and you will get stronger.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank
this
you,
This is exactly what I needed, yes.
You noticed that shift, right?
It's exactly what I needed. Exactly. And can I ask you one thing very quickly?
That magic line.
Yeah, Mark. We have to take another break because we get correcting and then we forget to that we're on Radio Land here. So,
are you
Aurora,
having,
thank you for calling
you
in.
And
this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media at Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. We'll be right back. 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit The Fear and Anxiety Solution.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Mark Kettenbach here with me today. We are taking calls. Feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. I just wanted to take the opportunity to mention that I have been asked to host Dr. Pat's show on Monday, August 8th, and we were talking about sustainable living there just a few minutes ago, and that show will be at 11 o'clock Pacific time, and I have a special guest coming on that's going to talk about community, sustained living, etc. So I just wanted to let people know because it was a little bit short notice. Mark, you and I, we're going to take this call from Carmen from Seattle. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Carmen, are you there?
Good morning. Good morning,
Colette.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
What can Mark
I've been waiting
for
Mark
today?
To be in your show, Colette. I need shift happen, please.
Okay. what would you like shifted here?
I feel stuck in finances.
Okay.
It just feels like whatever I do is not working. I need help.
Okay. All right. So when you get in touch with your finances and being stuck, I'm getting those two go pretty close together. If you were to put that on a scale from 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, where are you at right now?
I'll say at 10. I don't know if my perception is wrong.
Okay. Well, you've been listening earlier. Mark.
Yes.
Just a bit, actually. Just a bit. Carmen, one question. Are you from the States or do you have a... what do you call that? What's the political correct term? A background from another country?
No, I'm from another country, from Mexico.
Mexico, okay. That's what I was thinking. Because that's the that's the first weakness that hits you is what a lot of people in the U.S., the collectiveness thinks about Mexican people, and then what Mexicans themselves think about themselves in terms of what they deserve or not, or what their opportunities will be or not, or that they get screwed over if it's 50-50 or something like that. So this all, it's nothing really to do with you. It's more of the collectiveness things and what your ancestors were thinking, right? And then it has also weakness between male and female. Do you have some brothers?
Oh, I do.
What was that?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they doing financially better than you or the same or worse?
I don't think the same.
Mm-hmm.
But you did it with less effort than they did?
I don't know.
But what's coming up is that subconsciously it's also that if somebody in your family would get it right, then it should be a male person. So there's also weakness, right?
Can't
be a female, this kind of stuff. So let's make you strong to all that. Let's get this cleared out of your system, quantum particles, atoms, molecules, cells, tissues, organ system, and your structure, or the structure of your family. Make you strong to your brothers. Make you strong to your dad. There's a lot of weaknesses around for some reason. How about now, Carmen? Where are you at?
I'll say a 6, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's sliding down. Mm-hmm. I'm getting more like a 4, but that's cool. It just means, again, to strengthen that your intuition is connected here. That you can trust. See, it's coming up, trust issues with intuition with women, basically, is what I was picking up. Also, I wanted to ask you, are you actually a U.S. citizen?
No.
Okay, so this is coming up, like, what's coming up collectively is Mexicans do not feel like they are actual U.S. citizens. And so we want to strengthen that everybody that, you know, that... is part of that melting pot of, you know, of that country that they're accepted. So we want to strengthen that. It's just coming up a lot of kind of interpersonal fighting. And when I say interpersonal fighting, I mean, when Mark mentioned your masculine and your feminine, that comes up with inside of you, but then also living in a country when you're not originally from that country, we want to strengthen everybody to that when you are at home, in your body, you can go any place in the world and you're going to feel at home. And so, and also what's coming up is being in the right place at the right time. And so we strengthen that for you. And also the speed of what's happening in the world and the events that are happening, we strengthen that for you and everybody else. That, as I said before, Mark and I were talking about this, like people are saying they want peace. Peace comes from within. And so we want to, you know, when you get strong within yourself, then you start to feel like, oh, okay, now I can move forward and do things. So we just clear this energy that's coming in from several generations here. And I just wanted to check in with you again here. Where are you at now?
I'll say it two. I'm feeling like tingly. I don't know.
There you go.
Good.
Tingly is good.
Okay, you kind of weak to your age. May I ask how old you are?
I'm 39.
Okay. Okay, that's very common. 39 or 29, 49. That always triggers like the next big number. And in your case, you energetically jump to the 50 right away, right? So let's make you strong and delete all that, delete all the fears around that. Then time comes up as a weakness, like that you haven't done it yet. So you're like running out of time. Do you have a child?
No.
But you want to?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you don't. Okay. There's a weakness too?
Yeah.
Okay, let's...
Well, it's coming up as soon as you said that your energy went weak at the thought of having a child, and that's coming up from just past situations of not being able to look after your children properly, like not having enough food, not having clean water, all of these things. This is coming from not just Mexico, actually. It's coming from a lot of different lifetimes. So we're just going to strengthen you to that. That you wouldn't want to bring, it's just coming up, you wouldn't want to bring a child into this world, in a world like this. Mm-hmm. And so we want to strengthen that for everybody that, you know, if you bring a child into this world, they obviously wanted to come here.
So,
on some level, right? And if you don't have children, sometimes what happens, people think, oh, well, I don't have any kids, so now I don't have to worry about the energy from my children affecting me. But quite often, unborn descendants that could have come through during your life.
Even worse, right?
Yeah. They can be pretty noisy too. And I'm picking up a little bit of that energy from you. So we just strengthen all of that for you.
But what's going on in your relationship? Are you like set up in a way that you say that's good? Or are you still looking for the right significant other, so to speak?
I'll say we're good, but you'll have to ask him.
All right. So he just straight.
Okay, I'm just gonna correct, not talk about it. Okay.
I'm just laughing because, like, it's coming up a karmic space, like of needing to be right, and that's like the right side of your body that is like kind of more the masculine qualities we carry in ourselves, and on some level, it's kind of like. You feel very strongly in some ways that you're a better man than any man out there. And so that's just coming up energetically. So we're just going to strengthen you that you're a woman in this lifetime. and that also is a very powerful place to be. So it just strengthened that. Mark, do you have any last shifts here that you would like to do for her?
Well, Seattle itself is weak. It's the weather that is weak. So how come you picked a place where it rains all day? So let's make you strong to the raining part of it. And you turn weak on that, by the way. And 11 in the morning is the weakest time for some reason.
What happens at 11 in the morning?
I don't know. I'll pay attention today.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pay attention because that goes really weak for you. And so there's something, like sometimes what will happen is we have, like, all our memories are stored in our cells. They're stored in our spinal fluid, in our central nervous system. And so sometimes if people have something that happened bad at that time of day, and it can be, like, you know, something and that just you don't even really remember, but you got bad news at that time of day, or it could be something simple like that's the time that you were expected to do this or that. We just want to strengthen you to pay attention to the energy in your body.
And 9 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at 9:11 in the morning. It's kind of like 9:11, by the way.
Oh, okay. There
but
we go.
9 at night, 11 in the morning. You want to pay attention to that, what happens and stuff.
And Mark, you know, like, okay, again, her running the energy and getting really strong to her energy so that she doesn't fall into the reaction. Hey,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I just would like to check in with you. How are you feeling now?
I'm better. I'll say zero.
Well, great, because we need to take another break and we have another caller. So perfect
okay.
timing.
Thank you so much.
Take care, Carmen. And if you want to, you can visit us.
Thank you. Okay.
Hook up with Energetic Upgrade. And yeah, stay in touch.
Cool.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. It is a real pleasure to connect with all of you. I want to thank people for the great reviews I'm getting on my book and the feedback. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens. And also, I just wanted to mention, I have another book coming out in sometime this month. It's a collaboration with 19 other authors, and I'll be featuring some of those people in the upcoming shows in the fall. And so this is
cool. Mom can wait.
I'm really excited about collaborating with all these wonderful people. But we'll be right back here, and we have another caller. We'll take this call right when we come back.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an Energetic Upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit the Fear and Anxiety Solution.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
1230 WBLQ.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. I have Mark Kettenbach on the show today. And we also have another caller we're going to get to in a minute. But Mark, you and I just wanted to talk about the what came up when we were working with this last person about people having a fear that they can't do this for themselves. Do you want to just give your advice on that?
Sure. A lot of people, I had that years ago too, that we have the tendency to give special qualities or special things we are not really, maybe 100% understanding, giving out to specific people that they're only able to do that. But I can tell you, when you start that journey and you put more time into it and you realize how stuff has been done, you can do it. Everybody can do it. And I'm going one step further. Everybody should do it. They should start. And that's like breathing. You should be able to shift and change energetically stuff that holds you back from whatever you want to experience in life. And the good thing is, even though people a lot of times, like you said, Colette, right, they're even doubting afterwards when stuff is shifted, they want to have the tendency to jump back to where the problem was, right?
Mm-hmm. And I've been when we are saying that you want to get more of what you want, it's so simple just to focus on what you want. But it sounds simple, but a lot of people are challenged by that. And so that's why we like to share these tools, like to really step into your, like go inward, get the answers from yourself, be qualified within yourself is what's coming up. And, you know, that's why we like to share easy to use tools that if they're very effective, if you put them into use throughout your day, rather than, focusing on the problem.
That's the reason, right? Well, we put up this online program so people can start learning from home. And then if they want to know more about it, they can see us live. We do events. But we can't do that many events, so it fits for everybody. But the online program does. You can buy it anytime. It's like $3.99 Canadian dollars. It's €2.99 or US dollars. That's a very fair price. You learn the whole foundations. You have 1 year of access where you can look at over and over and over again until it kind of like you can sing it at night.
Sing it in your sleep.
Yeah, right. And that will help. I guarantee you. If you do the program, it will help.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm hearing from people, and I love it.
Yep, me too.
All right, we're going to take this call from Trish from British Columbia.
Sure.
Trish, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Trish.
What can we do for you today?
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. You're very welcome. What can we do for you today?
I've noticed over the last couple of days since our session, mm-hmm. that my vision in my left eye has gotten worse, and I'm getting pain.
Okay, so the left eye. Okay, give me a number.
Kind of panicking about it, so it's at 10.
Okay, so
Kind of never is, right?
yeah. So we're just gonna strengthen this for you because I had so many people in the last 2 months with left eye issues. And I got a sty on my left eye and my daughter scratched her left eye and her cat's left eye blew up. And it's kind of like this energy that was coming in was very, it's very much like women, you know, if you're looking out of sore eyes, it's hard to see the world with joy. And this is coming up from the feminine energy. And so we want to strengthen that for everybody, that the left side of the body is equal and even to the right side. And then everything that you have seen and that you, and for you, it's coming up what you haven't seen as a woman. And so we want to strengthen that. Mark, what are you getting?
I did get also stuff around not being able to see it with a female point of view, mm-hmm. or the female eyes. And then also that she in herself judges herself like from the male perspective. So let's strengthen her to that.
And you've had surgery on your eyes? Yes?
Correct.
Yeah, there's some energy coming in around that. Let's just strengthen the fears around that. Did they do it right? Were they, you know, all of this stuff? So I'll work on that. Mark, what else are you picking up for her?
Trish, do you have sometimes, like, if you get angry, that feeling you want to scratch somebody's eyes out, you know, that kind of, like...
Um, I may have in the past, but since I had the surgery, no.
Okay. You have karma with that specific thing with tearing people's eyes out.
Okay, so we're going
to... Let's get this karma out of your way so you don't have to relive what you've been doing to other people in other lifetimes. Then there's a big fear about losing your eyesight, being blinded, also being numbing yourself down, being blind to specific stuff in your life. Are you married or in a relationship?
Yes, I'm married.
Mm-hmm. Is there stuff where you kind of like agreed on not to look further because otherwise you would have been forced to make a decision for yourself?
Don't understand.
Okay.
Well, meaning, is your husband doing stuff or behaving in a way that you overlook? Because you know once you really get yourself into looking onto it, and then you have to discuss it with him, and that would bring you to further actions you might not been willing to go yet or something like that.
Okay, so we're just going to, because we're going to run out of time here right away.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's okay. We're shifting as much as we can, as fast as we can. I want to just check in with you. How are you feeling right now?
About a 6.
Yeah, it's moving. Okay, so we're going to strengthen you to this. Again, focusing on what you want, where you want to go, how it's coming up, how you want to carry yourself as a woman on this planet, your responsibilities. Yeah, there he goes. So we strengthen all of that. See, a lot of times when you have a weakness in the eyes, it's actually coming from the ovaries. It's quite common. And so we just strengthen that again. So that, there we go. And we're running out of time here. Can you just give us a number quick here where you're at so we don't just leave you hanging?
Still in about a 2.
A 2, yay.
Cool, okay. I can live with that.
Yay,
yeah,
thank
Mark,
you
can, we can, we'll, by the time the show is over, 3 minutes from now, you'll be a 0. Thank you for calling in, Trish.
Thanks for calling in, Trish. Have a good day.
Mark,
thank you very much.
We've got about a minute here. Do you want to share any last thoughts with people here about this piece?
Yes, since we were talking about focusing your energy towards where you want to go, Colette and I, we are thinking about doing something on Facebook for free every month where we pick out the biggest weakness we find on this planet and start correcting it for half an hour. And people who hook in onto it can boost it so the corrections are stronger. We'll work this out and probably get it going by September. We'll do some more advertising then about it, but you're also right now welcome to keep it in the back of your head that there's something coming out for free. Well, we're starting really changing the world into a place we would like to have it.
Thank
other than
you, Mark.
About it, right?
Yeah. And so I just wanted to say thank you for being on the show. Thank you for the listeners.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and thank you, Brian. And this is Colette Marie Stephan. You can reach me at thetruthisfunny.com, energeticupgrade.com, and talesfromthevector.com. I just wanted to mention my paintings are now going to be available in the next week or so, as well as the energy correcting cards. So thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will see you next Wednesday. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.